Save the Mesorim, Goyim that worship mountains, Piasagvoyas hills, Talokris, Hein Mutorim, the mountain or the hill still remains Mutabano, even though they worship it. The special Zerat HaKosiv in itself does not become an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you're allowed to chisel out some stones and use the stones. But Umash Alehen Asurim. What's on top of the mountain, they cover it with gold. Whatever's on top of the mountain, that does become Asur Bano. How do I know this? Shenem the Pasuk says, Lo Sach Moy Kesev Zov Alehem. Mash, whatever above the Avodah Zarah. Any Kesev Zov, anything you use to beautify the Avodah Zarah itself, that also becomes Asur Bano. What's on top of the Avodah Zarah itself is Asur. Rashi says, Umash Alei means going in Tzipum Zov Kesev, they put gold or silver, Asur. Even though we say now the mountain itself, the actual mountain is not considered an Avodah Zarah. In itself is not also Banor. You're allowed to come now and chisel out some stones and use them. But still, Gzeres HaKosev, that in itself is not also Banor. Why? Because it's Mechuba Lekarka. But the tallest shall lay, but the tallest shall lay him. The tallest shall shar. Skip the parentheses. Whatever is on top of the mountain is considered on top of a different avodah zarah. How do I know this? Shneimer says, "Lo sachmon aleihem al kol shehein nevodim." Of anything they worship, any jewelry that's on top of the avodah zarah itself is also asur bano. Yeah. Rashi says, and we have to still explain that the mountain itself is Rashi's Chiddush, is not considered an Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in Chulin says, if somebody shechs Hodi Yom Alahar, we are the Yom Alagudi Dahar. If somebody shechs and says, I'm shechting now for the mountain, to the mountain itself, it's Mut, it's not called a Zevach Meis. But if you shech to the Gudu Lahar, to the spirit, to the mazel of the har, then it becomes also, that's called Takrubas Avodah Zarah. So you see, the mountain itself is not considered a Avodah Zarah. And Rashi asked the question, we learn later, what a time like I'm on, the goyim that worship the mountain, they themselves receive Saif, the Chayiv Misa. So Mashm, if you worship the mountain, it's considered you're worshipping an Avodah Zarah. So Rashi seeks out the Afagah of the Lav. Even though the Chetzah, the actual mountain itself, does not become an Avodah Zarah. But Linus is Surei, that it does not become Asur Bano, but still, the people that worship this mountain, their intentions are to worship a Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Chayiv, therefore the Chayiv Misa. So it comes out, Avodah Zarah, you're worshipping in the mountain. So Rashi learns, the mountain itself does not have a locha of an Avodah Zarah. It's not called an Avodah Zarah. But still the Chayiv Misa, because their intentions are to worship a Avodah Zarah. Tosfos argues in Rashi, Tosfos learns that the mountain itself does become an Avodah Zarah. There's only Gzeres HaKosiv, it's not also Bahanor. But Avad in itself is called an Avodah Zarah. Rashi holds the mountain itself is not called an Avodah Zarah. Still there's such a locha, if you worship it, since your intentions are to worship a spirit here, to worship this God, they made it into a God, even though it doesn't become an Avodah Zarah, but still you can be Chayiv Misa.
It's the same problem
with the Raisa. Right. Rabbi Yossi Aglilium, Rabbi Yossi Aglilium says, the Pasuk says, Eloheihem Alehorim, Mashma, the gods on top of the mountain, but Eloheihem, Eloheihem, but not that the mountain itself should be their God. And again, Eloheihem Alhagvois, the gods on top of the hill, but v'loy hagvoyes ala Eloheim. But the actual hill itself, what's mechub lekarka, that does not become a Avodah Zarah. If so, you can ask the question: O mifnei mar asher asura, how come we know the tree that they worship, the Asherah, does become Asur Bano? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Miyachah shukain." In the middle of the third big line here, "Miyachah shukain mifnei mar asher asura." Why isn't Asher asura? For Lloyd Dashinim, why don't we make the same type of a drush here also? The Pasuk says, Tachat kol eitz ranon Eloheim. That any God you find underneath their eitz ranon. So make the diyak only what's underneath the tree. For Lloyd eitz ranon Eloheim. And not that the tree itself could become an Avodah Zarah. Why don't we dash in this way? V'aloi ilan mechuberu, also an ilan mechuber. V'lom osra kosev, why does the Torah say a tree is also? There's another passage that says, v'yashrayim tigadayim. It says clearly that tree, that asherah, you should knock down, should burn. So to kasha, why don't we dash in when the pasuk says, tachas kol eitz ranon, that what's in Avodah Zarah, what's underneath the tree, but not the tree itself. Why don't we say this? The answer is, mifnei sheyesh po tvisas yad adam. A tree is different. Like, who planted the tree? Man. There was a Jew here, there was a person that planted the tree. That's better than a har. A har is called mechub lekarka, has no tvisas yad adam. But a tree, that there is a tvisas yad adam, therefore we say, we understand the second person that says, v'yashurayim tegadayim. We understand what the pasuk means. We're supposed to burn it, knock it down, because there is a tefisa sodom. So for sheyesh but tefisa, the other entity has a handful, a hold from a person. Also, then it becomes also bano. But still, what do we do with the pasuk of tachas kol eitz ranon? Still, the pasuk is mashma only what's underneath the tree is also, not the tree itself. So on this, Amar Rav Akiva says, ani oivin v'yodin. I'll explain it to you. I'll come to Maven to give you understanding here. V'yodin, I'll say pshat in the pasuk. That lefikach, what the pasuk means, tachas kol eitz ranon, know what it means to say underneath all these trees, means like this. Kol mokum sh'atem moitzi har, gevoya v'givo, nosa v'yetz ranon, anytime you find a mountain or a hill, or you find this eitz ranon, you find this up there, sheri shino, do, sheyesh sham avodas kechavim. The pasuk is just giving you information to know. You should know when you come into Eretz Yisrael that underneath this Asherah you're going to find other Avodah Zarahs. So there's a mitzvah now to wipe out all the Avodah Zarahs. You're going to have to wipe out what's under the Atei Asherah. That's what the pasuk means. Tachas kol eitz ranon means that under the eitz ranon you're also going to find other Avodah Zarahs. So destroy them. Rashi says, well, look at Rashi. Elim solem simoni mokim. The Torah is giving us a simon, a place. Shirigilim amaroyim lavoit sham avos kechavim. That's the place where the goyim used to worship. Why? Kadesh yichoshu yisrael sham v'yivarim. That the Jews should help with Mekarim will soon see there's a mitzvah. When they first come with Eretz Yisrael to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. Therefore, the Pasuk is teaching us you now, where will you find them? Tachas eitz ranon means that's where you're going to find them. Right. That's what the pasuk means. Now the Gemara says, "Rav Yosi Aglili, what's the machlekes? What are they eating? They're both saying the same thing, that the mountain itself, the gevoyas, the hill itself, is not also bano. Rav Yosi also says the same thing, but from another pasuk. What's the machlekes? Omar Rami Bachoma, Omar Rash Lakish, Sipui Har Kahar Ika Benayu. The difference is that Sipui, if you cover, you coat the har with gold, with silver, does that coat of silver become asabano? Tanakamas of Sipui Har Enukahar, that the covering of the mountain is not like the mountain. Only the mountain is mutabano. But if you coat it with gold or silver, it becomes asabano. Or Mr. Sir, it becomes asabano. Because Yosef Lili Savano, Sipui Har Hareyukar, Lekidashin Eloheyim Alahorim, only what's on top of the har means a thing that's tallish on top of the har, but not something that's even attached to the har itself. If you put a coating on top of the har, that's sort of like the har itself. It's not also bano.
Really?
Could you nullify it? Rashi alma sipui har einikar. Could be like Yosvar. Everybody helps know that the coating to a mountain is not considered like the mountain. And like you're saying, because there's a tree of the adotim here. A person is making it. It's not the har itself. The mile of the har is there's no trees of the adotim. A mountain was created that way. That's why Hashem made the mountain. It's not bidei adam, therefore there's no issa. But if you coat the mountain with gold or silver, shita, you're making it now, that's called trees of the adotim. So Shesha says, no, both agree that the Sipui Har becomes also Bano. It's Eimek Har. So again, what's the Matalik of Tanakam and Rav Yosef Lili? Tihoko, the Elon, Shenotu. If they first planted a tree,